It's a beautiful summery weekend, and many people are out enjoying their local farmers market. Some of them might be doing so with the support of the BC Farmers Market Nutrition Coupon Program, a province-wide program that helps provide lower-income families and individuals with access to nutritious and locally grown food. Alicia Stubbs, Executive Director of Kootenai Kids Society, one of the program's community partners in Nelson, says it provides a huge benefit to many of the people they serve.
It's an important support for lower-income families, for Kootenai Kids, serving families with young children aged 0 to 6 and pregnant people. It definitely helps families access, you know, fresh, nutritious, locally grown food. And we also know that things are tight, right? So household budgets are scarce, and this makes healthy food more accessible.
Kootenai Kids is one of four community partners for the coupon program in Nelson, alongside the Nelson Community Food Center, the Nelson and District Women's Center, and the Nelson and District Seniors Coordinating Society. These community organizations provide coupons to families or individuals on the basis of demonstrated need. Recipients then redeem the coupons to purchase up to $27 per week of fresh food at participating farmers markets, including the Nelson Farmers Market. The farmers involved accept the coupons as cash and then submit them to the program for reimbursement. The program also operates in Creston, Trail, and New Denver, as well as in dozens of other communities throughout the province. Last year's data from the BC Association of Farmers Markets, or BCAFM, which operates the program provincially, revealed that 22,041 coupons were distributed in Nelson in 2025. The city of Nelson says that more than 97% of those were redeemed for a total cash value of $67,922. City Markets Coordinator Allison Schlosser said in an email that the high redemption rate demonstrates both the strong demand for the program and the important role it plays in helping community members access fresh local food while supporting local farmers. Stubbs agrees and notes that at Kootenai Kids, the program is usually fully subscribed every year. She says this year, Kootenai Kids will receive funding to support 58 households, and they have already had strong interest from more than 40 families.
We've had people be reaching out since early in the year, way before registrations were even opened. There's a significant level of interest, and that just reflects, you know, what we're seeing more broadly across many community services, right? That families continue to face significant financial pressures and that there's a growing demand for supports that help meet basic needs.
The difficulty for many families to meet basic needs is one reason why some critics are suggesting that the program needs to have its funding expanded to serve more people. Funding for the entire program is $4.25 million in 2026, provided by the Ministry of Health and delivered through the BCAFM. But the ministry hasn't increased that amount since 2024, and they said last week that funding for the program currently does not reach everyone who may benefit. This despite the fact that the BCAFM annual report for 2025 showed growing demand last year. The program had a waiting list of more than 3,600 families across the province who could not be served with current funding. Stubbs agrees that more funding for the program would be welcome, and that Kootenai Kids is always supportive of any increased investments that improve the health and well-being of children, families, and communities.
So programs like the Farmers Market Nutrition Coupon Program are essentially preventative in nature because they support healthy child development, improve access to nutritious food, strengthen community connections, support local agriculture. So yes, continued investment in these types of initiatives absolutely have benefits that, you know, extend far beyond the immediate value of the coupons themselves.
Fortunately for communities such as Nelson and others in the Columbia Basin Trust service area, the trust has stepped in to fill part of the gap left by insufficient government funding. Will Nixon, the trust director for its delivery of benefits program, explains their support for food security initiatives.
Columbia Basin Trust supports a range of initiatives that help people access fresh, locally produced food while also strengthening opportunities for basin food producers. This includes funding for the Farmers Market Nutrition Coupon Program, as well as long-term support for food banks and other food recovery efforts.
Last year, the trust committed $1.1 million through 2028 to support the Nutrition Coupon Program. Of that, $660,000 will go to support the core program, while another $500,000 supports program expansion in the Columbia Basin. The expansion includes providing coupons to seniors living in non-profit-operated affordable housing, as well as licensed child care providers who have 10 or more spaces and provide food as part of their programming. Stubbs says this kind of support for food security initiatives is more than welcome and goes a long way toward helping to address the underlying systemic issues that she sees at the root of the problem.
More broadly, the conversation does reflect a larger systems issue. Across many of our programs and services, we are seeing increased demand from families who are navigating, you know, rising costs and increasing financial pressures. So supporting food security is one part of addressing kind of these broader challenges.
For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.